Thank you so much, Governor Polis, for taking the time to speak with me today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Kristen.
After the news was announced that the recall effort against you failed, you sent out a statement that said you were grateful that this sideshow was over. But I'm wondering, does anything change for you as a result of this, or do you double down on your vision?
Well, it's certainly a relief, but I think it just sort of revealed itself for the distraction of what it was. There's still some recalls pending. They're trying to recall three state senators. If those fail too, which I certainly hope they will, I'm going to really pull in, you know, Republican and Democratic leadership and just talk about the path forward on transportation funding and traffic and improving our schools and further reducing health care. But obviously, they have to get through this partisanship first.
Healthcare has certainly been a priority for you as governor. You even created the Office of Saving People Money on healthcare. What next steps would you like to see when it comes to healthcare costs, particularly in rural areas like the Roaring Fork Valley?
So we're very excited that in the Roaring Fork Valley, with the reinsurance plan, the next year in the individual market, rates are coming down around 28 to 30% in western Colorado. And that's real exciting. I mean, that saves monies for families in Pitkin County and Garfield County. And it really is just transformative in terms of people that will be able to afford insurance.
You also just announced the creation of another new office, which looks at the future of work in Colorado.
Yeah, this is really about how we can sort of catch up with how we treat, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of sort of the new growth areas of employment, meaning like, you know, they take Uber and Lyft as an example, but everywhere the people are kind of doing three or four jobs instead of one job. So the traditional model is, you know, people work for a company, they get their benefits there, they get their pension there. That's still the vast majority of people, but the increasing number are kind of tying together two or three or four different things, self-employment, consulting, contracting. And then the question really is, how can we also make sure that we save people in that gig economy or sharing economy money on healthcare and that they have a way to save for retirement that is tax efficient?
I want to talk big picture. It does seem that more and more state governments are taking on issues from which the federal government has retreated. In what ways does that maybe scare you? And in what ways do you feel a little empowered by that to steer the ship of Colorado?
Well, you know, we have 50 states, several territories. Each has a lot of autonomy in a lot of areas. And something like climate and air quality, I think it's really important that while our national government is stepping away from leadership, that so many states are really stepping up. Here in Colorado, we have our goal of 100% renewable energy by 2040. We're proud that Aspen's municipal utility was the very first utility in the country to achieve 100% renewable energy several years ago. And we have a lot of other great leaders in the area as well. Holy Cross, really ahead of the curve on electrification. And that's really what we're trying to get to as a state for both cleaner air and to make sure we're doing our part on climate, which is especially important in Colorado. We have a lot of climate-dependent industries. Look at our tourism industry. Look at our agriculture industry. We are really in the forefront of states and whose economies will be affected by climate if we don't take bold action now.